When you want a job done, there is no one better to call than the Youth Philanthropy interns. And this time, they have a brand new target.
What's that bank? Is it First Summit?
Could be.
But to hit a target, you need to form a team. And they found a way to pick the perfect heist team.
We wrote down names, piece of paper, and we put them in a bag, exchanged. There were names in the bag that no one had any idea who these people were, besides the obvious like Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and I wrote Tiger Woods, of course.
And you wouldn't believe the team they formed.
Senior intern Ethan Wingard, Isabel Zenker, our shadow from Germany.
Alex, and the best and brightest minds.
People of different backgrounds of...
Bepis.
Cooper.
Alex is one umbrella. Shade. Kathy. Angie. 10 really good friends just doing some good work for Johnstown.
With that in mind, it was time for the team to meet up and get used to each other.
I think we were all a little nervous. We were all kind of not really talking. We were all kind of staring at one another. There was a lot of nervous energy, a lot of nervous giggles.
Definitely, like, very nervous, like any other first day job.
It was the most unique summer job that I think anyone can have.
I showed up about 2 weeks after. Like, I was kind of concerned with people thinking that I'd be, like, a freeloader.
Turns out this is a revenge mission. Everyone has something against this fictional bank.
And then whenever they say, like, you know, I'm gonna fail this test, but they end up getting a B, it kind of makes them look silly.
Talk behind your back.
Can't take a joke. They're too serious, and they don't know when to let up and have fun.
Chew with their mouth open because I don't like the sound.
They gossip about each other.
Criticize you for what you're eating. You, how are you eating that? Well, I'm eating it, you're not, so shut up and let me eat.
The day had come for the heist. Before they knew it, things were going sideways.
So it started out great. We were walking around, having a good time, joking around, and then it just started pouring down rain, and we were halfway across town, sprinting through puddles. We walked into a bank, soaking wet, and they just stared at us, and we were asking where one of the places was.
So it was just kind of like this big messed up situation where we were running all over the city in a complete like downpour.
It was really easy to bond with everyone just because we're all soaking wet.
It was like a torrential downpour, and I wore a white shirt.
Interesting to see how people would react to certain things that we would think nothing of.
With things falling apart, the team had to come up with a couple unique ways to make a run for it.
There's a tunnel in the cave you go through in complete darkness.
Riding horses on top of the mountain, I didn't want to be last, so I had to race down the Grand Canyon, and I thought I was about to fall off and die. It's all right, I'm still here.
So he pushes the pumpkin. I'm like, all right, this is great. And it's just coming down the hill, and it starts to speed up super fast. And it's like, it's just barreling down the hill at me.
And one very special one.
Van rides with Angie driving the van.
I was being boys, I guess. I think it was myself that came up with the idea of, hey, close your eyes and I'll control the pedals. And then Cooper, the friend of my right, said that he will, you know, say right, left, or...
If I Die Young was ironically playing on the radio. So we were all singing along and
we hit the guardrail. My door blew open and I was hanging by the guardrail over the cliff.
And we go barreling into these trees and bushes, and I thought my life was gonna end right there.
It may not have been perfect, but the team got something out of it in the end.
It was so funny to watch the frustration on all their faces.
That was a good time.
Yeah, definitely. An experience. A good experience. Different, but good.
It could have gone a little better, but it definitely could have gone worse.
It worked out for the better.
Even though we did get some dum-dums as our reward, I was still okay with that.
Money's good, but friendship is even better. Where is this going to be played?
You know, I just want a fun story. You know?
Hi, I'm Ethan Wingard, and that story is completely fictional. While this sensationalism was fun, too often what great people have to say in our region is misheard and twisted like I was able to do. What do people really want to say?